The following is a duplicate of tape one, side one, of an interview with Margaret Lee, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, January 26, 1980. An interview with Margaret Kwan Lee at her residence in Los Angeles, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mrs. Lee, can you tell me what your Chinese name was?
Guan Yu Yi.
And Guan is your maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell me where your parents were born and when?
Well, they were both born in Canton, China, and
which village?
Well, my dad is from Huiping Yun, and
the village?
Chahan Huiping.
Mm-hmm. How about your mother?
My mother, I think she's from Suheng Yun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when was your father born?
Well, he was born in China?
No, when?
When? I think he's 18... I can't quite remember.
Late 1800s? Okay. Same thing with your mom, right?
Yeah, my mother, like 1898.
Mm-hmm. And what did your father do back in China?
Well, he migrated. Well, in China, that I don't know. I know mm-hmm. there's a lion back there.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
over here, well, then he was a merchant.
In what kind of business?
Well, that'd be dry goods.
Dry goods, Chinese?
Chinese dry goods.
I see. Where did he have his shop? Was it retail or a wholesale operation?
Well, this is in Chinatown, near the old plaza. It's on Sanchez Street.
Sanchez Street. Uh-huh.
Which is just off.
The old Chinatown?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's where, behind the Pico House, on Main Street there.
Uh-huh. Well, when did he come over to Los Angeles?
I believe it probably was 1910 or 1912.
And at that time, did your mother come with him?
No, my mother came over in 1914.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother have any children back in China?
No.
She had them all here.
Right.
They were married, though, back in China, right?
Right.
I see. And when were you born and where?
I was born in Los Angeles in 1922.
And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have three brothers and one sister.
Uh-huh. Were they born all in Los Angeles?
Well, two of them was, one was born on High C, one brother, another one born in China.
Oh, you had a brother that was born in China?
Well, they were conceived here, but just happened that she was on a trip.
Back to China.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And she must have gone back quite frequently then, to have children born on the high seas. I see. Only your mother or both your mom and dad went back a lot?
Well, both of them went back several times.
Because of business or?
Oh, yes.
They went back to?
Not for business, but because they have land still in the village, and of course my mother went back to visit her, but her mother.
Uh-huh. What dialects did you speak at home?
Well, I speak the Cantonese, of course, and
Samyup or Sayup.
My mother is Samyup, so therefore I speak Samyup. My dad is Sayup, so I speak also Sayup.
Oh, I see. How do they communicate to each other?
No problem.
She speaks Samyup and he speaks Sayup?
Oh, my mother could convert to both.
either
both
one of them could come through.
Yes.
Ah, I see. I see. And how about outside when you were out playing with your friends? Did you speak Chinese or English?
Well, we're in Chinatown, naturally. You speak Cantonese, Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in Chinatown?
Oh, yes. That's part of old Chinatown.
Yeah, oh. Do you remember where your house was located or apartment?
Oh, yes.
Do you
see right next door to the store that we had.
Oh, I see.
Still on Sanchez Street.
Oh. I see.
There are many families living on Sanchez Street.
It wasn't a two-story thing, but it was right next door. You had the residence.
Well, there's also, most of these old places, sometimes they have two-story, they have business downstairs and living quarters upstairs, and then,
uh-huh.
then also have different houses that are attached to the whole street.
Right. Oh, I see. And how long did you live on Sanchez Street?
Oh, up until 1939.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, maybe before that. I think up until maybe 36, I guess. 36.
Mm-hmm. Did you own the house or did you rent it?
The one in Chinatown?
Mm-hmm. The place where you live next to the store.
Gee, I really don't know.
And you lived there with your parents and three brothers and sisters. See. Did your father ever try to move, say, out of Chinatown, or?
Well, we do, he always had a house just down here, outside of Chinatown.
Another house?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did he rent it out?
Yes, it was rented out while he had it. And then after we all grew up, and then we moved to it.
Oh, I see. So he bought a house to rent out. In the meantime, he rented a place to live next, guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So just for convenience sake, I see. Where was the house that he bought?
Which is on Avenue 34.
Oh. Here, and this is Lincoln Heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Do you remember when he purchased it?
No, I don't remember.
It must have been before 36. Uh-huh. Did he ever say, that he had any trouble buying the house?
No, he didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. I see. What happened in 36? Where did you move to?
To Avenue 34.
Oh, that time you no longer have the business.
Well, that time the business wasn't there, and then we also had a ranch, asparagus ranch.
Oh, I see. Was your father's business affected by the Depression?
No.
I see. And so he sold his business, or?
Well, just...
Or continued?
Discontinued.
Discontinued. I see. You don't know whether he sold it or gave it away or anything like that, I see. When you were growing up, which schools did you attend?
Well, went to the California Street School. That presently is now the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
The site is the Board of Education,
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay.
And then Central Junior High, which was right next door, and that's also up in the same vicinity. And then Belmont High.
Oh, Belmont, yes. When did you graduate out of Belmont High?
Summer 40.
Summer 40. Did you hold any part-time jobs while you were going to school?
No.
Did you go to university after high school?
Well, then I went to Woodbury College.
Mm-hmm. I read about that in your scrapbook. Did you take secretary courses?
Yes, mm-hmm. Completed that.
How many years did that take?
That was 2 years.
At that time, were there many Chinese going to Woodbury College?
Well, no, there were just a smattering of different people from all over the country, from Hawaii, San Francisco, a few, not too many.
And you say you moved to 34th Street in 1936, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when did you move again?
In 1940.
Where to? Your family? The whole family moved? Also around the same area?
Or to this house.
Oh, this house on 33rd Avenue, right? Avenue
33.
Yeah, okay. And your family has lived here ever since?
They have when?
Ever since that time.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then after you graduated, did you start to work? Or did you, I think that's around the World War II time.
Yes,
right?
And then the war started, and then worked for the Navy Department down in Terminal Island.
What did you do in the Navy?
Well, secretary work.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and that became too far for a group of us girls to drive down there. Then some of us moved or transferred to another place,
mm-hmm.
and then worked down at Vernon. It's a produce plaza.
Oh, I see. For whom?
For the Navy Department. That's another branch.
And you continued to work for the Navy
until the war was over.
Until the war
mm-hmm.
was over. I see. You were elected the Moon Festival Queen.
Yes.
Of 1938.
No, it's
41. 41, sorry. And could you describe to me how that came to be? And maybe also start out with a little bit of your social life during high school and junior high, i.e., you know, what kind of friends did you have? Were they Chinese or Americans or whatnot?
Well, let's see. In social life, how do you mean? Well, we still social life. We have our Chinese Girls Club, which is the Mei Wang Club, which Mrs. Mei Wang sponsor.
Oh, I see. Is it the drums?
No, we also, from there, we also have a Mei Wang Drum Corps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a branch, sort of.
Yes, it's a subsidiary of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the active things we did.
And in Belmont High at that time, were there many Chinese?
Yes, there are quite a few Chinese there because of the location,
mm-hmm.
your district, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
the Chinatown, mostly they have to go to Belmont High, or else those that live further away, closer to the Lincoln High School, then they have to go to Lincoln High.
I see. The Belmont High School, would you consider to is that in sort of in Glendale, close to Glendale?
No. Yes. Belmont High is just above on Beverly Boulevard.
Right, I know where it is, but I can't tell people which district it belongs to, other than that it's Los Angeles. But
well, it's just they consider that more or less central Los Angeles district.
Central.
No, mm-hmm. Glendale would be too far.
I see. What sort of things did the girls club, the Mei Wang?
Oh, the Mei Wang Girls Club. Well, we did a lot of charity work.
Raise funds?
Not necessarily raise funds, but we did all to help some organization or different things like that. And it's also
Via providing services.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And okay, getting back to the Moon Festival, how did it start, and how did you come to be involved with it?
Well, the it's a combined effort of the
So it was sponsored by the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association with various agencies participating in it. And of course, it seems like many Hollywood stars at that time also helped. And but
this is seriously aid to China as a movement.
Right. And that was against the Japanese invasion of China at that time. 1941, I see. And you, how did you become involved?
How did I become what?
Involved.
Involved? Well, it's naturally they want all the local people to participate in something.
Did your father participate?
Well, you either participate by donation or services, and then of course they have the entertainment committee or program committee to bring a program together so that it will bring people from the American community to participate in this Chinese relief. So at one time they also, besides besides the dragon stands and a float with the Queen's float, and then they also have a very enormous flag which many people were holding it, and then as you walk through the different areas and street, people will throw money into the flag also, besides private donations and that.
And so all the proceeds of that
those three
evenings, August 7th, 8th, and 9th of 1941, went to the United China
Relief. Right.
I see. And you just sort of signed up to be the Moon Festival Queen, or did
well,
they ask
no,
you?
Well, no, they wanted a group of old group of girls to get together at some meeting at the Benevolent Hall, and then so all the girls were there, and then they just interviewed the different girls, and then that's about it. Some
were you notified by a, was it like a Miss Chinatown pageant at that time, or
not quite that elaborate? No, they there were some talent show. And
private talent show, or was it open to the public?
No, it was. It's just a private.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't forget, this is their first thing. This is the first activity in Los Angeles with this kind of thing, you know.
And how many people would you say? How many girls?
Oh, there were many girls, 30, 40 girls, if not more.
Oh my, and you were chosen among all those?
Well, how they arrived in choosing the queen, that I don't know. But whatever it is, you know,
they
had a committee there.
Uh-huh, and it was decided immediately?
No, they decided the next day or two.
Uh-huh, and you were notified?
Yes.
By phone?
Well, no, you notify, somebody always notify you.
I see. And what was your role in this event, which seemed like quite an extravagant one?
Well, my role was they just needed any event, I guess they always have queens and what have you, and so consequently if your role is really nothing, like a rose parade, you're the rose queen, and then after the event there's nothing else, you know, you just they have a float for you, you participate, they have princes for you, and
did you have to make any speeches?
No, they have this is not, it's not like a rose parade, you know, it says that this is for the United Relief Committee.
Yes.
You're just part of the pageant, you know.
And where did the actual parade take place?
This was on Los Angeles Street.
for how many blocks of the Los Angeles street?
Well, it moved from the three Chinatowns. The float moved.
So it the float moved through old Chinatown.
Yeah, the whole parade. Yeah. There'll be drum and bugle corps, and you have participants from the American Legion,
mm-hmm.
and Shriners. Well, that, you know, there are many people participating.
I see. And it moved from Old Chinatown, or did it move from New Chinatown?
From Old Chinatown down on Los Angeles Street, where it originates,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes through, I think, on Spring Street and parts of Broadway.
Ah, I see. And you sat on the float,
yes.
and waved to
That's
everybody.
Right.
Did you remember whether the spectators were mostly Chinese or American?
Oh, no. It was, there are many, many, all of Los Angeles.
Oh, all of Los Angeles.
Well, whoever were invited. I mean, it's open for the public.
Public, right.
So it was in all your newspaper, major newspaper,
mm-hmm.
like the Times, the Herald Examiner, the Daily News at that time. So it was a very, very large participation.
Ah, I see. And what were the those Hollywood stars doing during the
pageant? Some will be on stage, and some will be on radio to invite people all
mm-hmm.
down to the China Relief Program.
I see. Could you tell me what else besides the parade?
Well, then some of the temples were open to the public, which not too many times were it open,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then they have cooking classes,
mm-hmm.
and they had entertainers, maybe Chinese dances. And the dragon's dance, naturally. And then they have the fashion show.
Where?
Chinese fashion show,
yeah.
showing
what
all the costumes. Well, they had stages built.
Set up. Oh. Where? In Chinatown? New Chinatown?
Oh, yes.
Open air
Well, it was in, and then, of course, I think in the different areas simultaneously, they had different people. Singers and different people participating, so there were more people all over Chinatown instead of just one part of Chinatown.
Was the parade during the daytime?
I beg your pardon?
Was the parade during the daytime?
Oh no, this is always in the evening.
Ah, I see. It carried over from Friday through Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, three nights, in other words.
Ah, I see. And how much money did you think
Well, I think they reached their goal of
$5 million, right? Just the 3-day event raised $5 million, or was it a national thing? National campaign?
No, this is just Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. It says here.
Oh,
and now the those agencies
campaign, yeah.
are combining a
mm-hmm.
nationwide
mm-hmm.
campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, Los Angeles raised its share of that $5 million. I see. But you had no idea.
Oh no, I have no idea.
What other
that.
Cities participated in this?
Well, that would be naturally New York and San Francisco. Your three big cities.
Uh-huh. How about Honolulu?
Well, that I don't know. I don't think at that time Honolulu entered into this at all.
I see. So it was there at that time. Did you feel that the Americans were very pro China and pro Chinese in general? In other words, the American public reacted very well to the Chinese that are here
well,
in the States.
It wasn't that certain aspects, there are some, there is a little barrier, but generally it wasn't that bad for the Chinese American.
Mm.
So far as jobs and purchasing of homes, there is a borderline there.
Even during that time of the relief when China and United States were allies?
Well, yes, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's not like now, regardless of where you go, you're welcome. But then at that time,
mm-hmm. Did you feel that kind of drawing the line for in terms of buying houses and perhaps going to certain restaurants? Did it stop at any time?
No, we didn't feel anything. Of course, naturally you go where it's more comfortable, but I myself have never experienced any
discrimination. I see.
The only thing that I knew there was discrimination was at one time I had applied to sent letters. I wanted to be an airline stewardess,
mm-hmm.
and I had sent letters to TWA and all the various airlines. Of course, they wrote back that at that time that they weren't hiring, but I knew that to that effort they weren't hiring any other than American people, you know.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of discriminatory practice in the job market, when did you feel it stopped, or do you feel it has stopped?
Oh, I feel it definitely has stopped since, 5-6 years ago.
Oh, 5-6 years ago. And not like after the war. Or after the
well, after the war, it took a long time, but slowly more doors were being opened.
I see. Getting back to your childhood days, do you remember playing with mostly? I think I asked you. You played with mostly Chinese kids, right?
Oh yeah, because we live in Chinatown.
And when you moved to. What was that place? Before this house, 34th
mm-hmm.
Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was also you also associated with Chinese girls.
Oh yes, we still have our
mm-hmm.
association in Chinatown.
At all times, did you always speak the dialect, your native dialect, with your parents, or did you gradually switch over to English?
Most of the time, complete Chinese is spoken, but of course then throughout the different years as you grow older, then you combine a little English
mm-hmm.
and Chinese.
Did your parents send you to Chinese schools?
Yes, we all went to Chinese school.
Which one?
Chinese and American school.
After
American
school, right.
school, then you go to school from 4:30, I think. 4:30 to about 7:30.
Uh-huh. To learn how to speak and read
to read and write Chinese, which to this day can't remember all of it, you know, just remember very little.
Uh-huh.
But one is very happy to have been able to learn how to read and write.
Uh-huh. How many years did you attend?
Oh, I would say I imagine it's about 10 years.
That's a lot. All the way from elementary school, first grade, up through junior high?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see. So, were you also taught Chinese history and geography? Or was it only
yes.
Mm-hmm. What sort of, do you remember what kind of books they used, or did they have a textbook?
Well, no. You learn how to, trace and write correctly. And then most of it is oral training. And then, of course, we do have a few of the books that we can read. You know, you have to memorize and read, but...
Were they locally produced?
No. They came from China.
How many students were there in your class?
in my particular class, there are about 20. But
from
then
the
different grades, you know, there are quite a few students, at least 100, if not more.
Was it the church, the Presbyterian church?
Oh, no, no. They have a regular Chinese school. They go to Zhenghuahuahang.
Oh, I see, I see. And so in your particular class, there were always about 20 as you moved up the grades?
Yes, I. Then as the older grades, then there aren't so many people, maybe 10. Because, you know, your schoolwork in the American school is so pressing that you don't have time to really pursue the Chinese.
I see. So in other words, while you were going to Chinese school, then you really didn't have time to join any, say, American school activities, right?
Oh, there are some, but not too much.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel you were able to keep up the schoolwork in your American school?
Well, sometimes it is so pressing that sometimes you have to do some of the, your homework from American school and Chinese school.
Oh,